Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the Christmas Treats edition of the Grilling Guys. Last week we did a little breakdown of the gifts for the griller, and now we're going to throw a little grub on the grill and give you some tips and techniques of what you might throw out there for your family when that brother-in-law comes over with the extra hungry look on his face, and all he says is, "I'm here. What you got in the refrigerator?" Right? But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Mile kiliki maka, yeah. And haole makahiki ho.
Welcome to the Grilling Guys, a little Hawaiian style. But we're not going to really hit Hawaiian flavor this morning. We're going to hit the mitten. We're going to hit Michigan really hard, and we're going to talk about all those great things that we grew up with and maybe turn you on to a couple of cool things. And one thing we want to turn you on to is a fella named Trevor Doublestein. Really easy for me to say. Welcome to the show, Trevor.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
What do you know? Trevor is a brewer and a vintner, and he makes spirits. And Bob got here 10 minutes before me, so that might be why there's a little bit of a stumble going on over there, huh?
The cool thing is that a brewer's name would be Doublestein.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I don't know if that's really his name, but our brewing company in Holland, Michigan, man, that's cool. I've been trying to get you on the show for maybe 2 years.
So yeah,
you're
sure.
Pretty snobby. Yeah, yeah, really, really. It's you're not an easy guy to nail down, but we're glad to finally have you here. So we got to see you at the Chili Cook-Off.
Yeah,
right. Tasted some of your great beers.
That now I remember.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. I was trying to place where the face was at.
That's why you look familiar.
Right. Yeah. That's
it wasn't.
We had a lot of beers that day.
Because I've not been over to our brewing yet, but that's where I saw you was a couple weeks ago at the Chili Cook-Off. How'd you do there?
We had a lot of fun. We didn't place in the chili, but this is our first year trying to bring our own food this time. So
yeah, very good.
It's really cool. His dad made the chili.
Yeah, and we brought my dad along, and he made the chili.
How cool is that?
Awesome. That's fun.
That's the best, man.
Yeah. He brought his.
I wish I would have got to meet him.
Yeah, all I brought was Bob. Yeah. So you know,
but apparently that's all you needed.
You're right. Yeah, it worked out. So.
Yeah, you guys placed, right?
We won.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. I don't want to brag, but yeah, we won.
Tough competition there.
It was good.
It was cool. You can taste all types of chilies. But anyway, yes. Your beer is what we want to talk about.
Sure.
And you're actually kind of a distillery and all sorts of things all wrapped up in one.
Yeah.
Holland, Michigan has to be just the happiest place on the mitten right now.
I think it was voted second happiest place in the country one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not just your tulips.
No.
Okay. So in chatting with you before we went on the air here, you were telling me that you got a unique position in that you have three different licenses, which is unique. We have a lot of brewers,
yep,
vintners on, but not a lot of them that are a combination. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we started off just as a microbrewery. Then we added our wine and cider license, and just recently last summer we got the distiller's license as well. So we've started to do cocktails and stuff, and we do them on draft versus mixing them behind the bar, so which is kind of unique. There's a lot of people doing that out west and out east, and it's starting to become more popular
it
here.
It trickled into West Michigan, huh?
Yeah.
And found its home in Holland. So how does that work? I mean, how do they not go flat? How do they not get bad because, you know, you mix drinks and they get watered down or whatever? Are you putting them in a keg?
Yeah, so they get kegged, so they stay under CO2 pressure, so they can't go bad. And there's certain cocktails you don't want to do, like stuff that'll spoil, like any dairy or other certain citruses and stuff like that. So you stick to like the hard classic cocktails usually.
Okay, so speaking of which, you brought one with you. Tell us about it.
So this is our holiday gin and tonic. It's called the Jolly Gin and Tonic. We do a house-made tonic for it, and which makes it really
I've never
unique.
Had a house-made so, tonic. I didn't even know you could do that.
I didn't either. I
thought you had to go to the tonic factory.
Right, yeah, the store and get a bottle.
Yes.
Right? But what is in tonic that you could make it? Obviously, I just don't know.
So it's usually like a blend of spices and herbs and then sugar, and you make a simple syrup out of it, and then you dilute that and carbonate it once it's all together with the other
and
ingredients
voila.
For gin and
simple
tonic.
Simple syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, right.
It's right up my alley.
So,
right.
Yeah.
It's my middle name.
So boiling down sugar and adding like cinnamon and nutmeg and spices.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And if you're hearing this show, it's got to be the weekend. And I hope your grill or your smoker is fired up or at least your meat's got the rub on.
That's right. Get the snow off it and get out in your backyard because you never stop creating grill envy in your neighborhood. This time of year, if you're out on your deck, I got about a foot of snow on mine, and I posted a picture of that, and I caught some flack. It's like, you know, okay, suck it up, buttercup. Get out there and get your grill on. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be doing this weekend. So,
well, the good thing is you got yourself some nice muck Arctic boots from Allen Bob, so you can actually brave that 2 foot of snow on your
deck.
Right. I bet you have at least 2 foot in Holland because that's like one of the heaviest snowfalls in Michigan.
We get it kind of skips just over us to Zeeland and Hudsonville area, but we still get it because we're so close to the lake. But
I know in Grand Haven they really get whaled on. It's funny how it's so spotty in Michigan.
Yeah.
Like
it is,
that.
Yeah.
So these cocktails that you make, how many varieties do you have? So you have a tap room, right? And where's that located?
So right downtown Holland on 8th Street.
Okay,
76.
So then I walk into the tap room. We're used to seeing many, many beer handles, mm-hmm. but now with your ciders, your wines, and your spirits, how's that mix look?
So we've usually got about 3 to 4 ciders on draft, and then we have 2 or 3 cocktails on draft.
And you're distilling your own ciders drafts. As well?
Or yeah, we make our own ciders, and we also have guest ciders as well. So
really?
Yep.
That's great concept.
Yeah. So
do you have a partner?
Yeah. Just,
who's that?
Dane Sexton. He lives here in Grand Rapids.
Let's give him some
credit. Yeah. So it's the two of us.
I met Dane. Yeah.
Yeah. You met him.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. He was trying to make it over to the show today, but he had a client to meet with. So
yeah. Sure. Well, that's a very cool setup. Yeah. A couple of young guys, great future in front of them. Can we hold you on to the next segment?
Sure thing.
Because we haven't opened that IPA yet.
You got it. Yeah.
I'm not getting the shakes, but. So, I'd hate to have to talk about prime rib for 10 minutes without an IPA.
Yeah, so in talking about these cocktails on tap, it's unique. What do you have that's on tap right now?
So we have an eggnog-style cocktail, but it's made with all coconut and stuff, so it's not actual dairy. It's like a holiday eggnog
Crazy.
Style.
Really?
That we have.
So thick and milky. And,
Joppy loves eggnog.
Does it have like a Southern Comfort type liquor in it, or I
kind
mean, not
of,
one you would make, I'm assuming.
Yes, it's rum and vodka blend, and then the coconut milk and nutmeg. So yeah,
okay.
Really
and then what
good.
Else?
And then we have a hot apple style cocktail on as well. So like a harvest cider.
Do you do any warm stuff?
Yeah, we're doing. We actually have a big Christmas party on Saturday. Yep, and we're gonna have hot toddies and some homemade eggnog.
You know, we were up. Jop and I did a show in the winter up in Traverse City a couple years back. And I think it was Left Foot had their apple wine or apple cider. I can't remember what it was, but they had it in a big vat, and it was warm. Remember
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah.
We were out in the snow.
I remember the first part of it.
Perfect.
And you know, outside sports, we've got your big boots, and everybody's got their crazy hats on. And to have a cup of nice, warm apple, anything hot, is so stinking good.
Oh, yeah.
Because after a while, I mean, you can't feel your fingers or whatever's going on. You want to have fun with your friends, but that warm toddy is wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, they are. So stick around with us because I want to talk about the beer that you make and maybe some of these ciders. Ciders are becoming very popular in the marketplace. And I don't know, are you bottling anything or is it all in the tap room
It's all in the tap room right now.
Okay.
Yep. So, you can take it in a growler, though, if you want.
Yeah, I see we got a couple of those there. Yeah. But coming up next, Trevor is going to stay with us and talk a little bit more about our brewing. And then Bob has his once a year, we go over Maureen's famous prime rib recipe. You're not going to want to miss this. It's on the website, so you don't need to write this down, but you're going to want to listen because Bob gives you tips and techniques on how Maureen does it. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Mr. Grinch, you have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch.